Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, welcome to Wednesday's Words of Wisdom, where we take a word from the Bible, try to find several scriptures, sort of expound on it, let you know what that word means. Because words are very important. You know, God used words to save the world. And so your words, you know, life and death in the power of the tongue. So the word today we're going to use is the word salt, S-A-L-T. A lot of scriptures on this. We're just going to zero in on a few today. The word salt, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. Now, most of these scriptures are coming from the New Living Translation. We'll jump over to the New King James every now and then. I'll let you know when we do that. But right now, most of this today is coming from the New Living Translation. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? No, it's going to be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp, then puts it under a basket, but instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father." I go back to the first part of the verse. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt but loses its flavor? You know, salt was an amazing thing when our country was being discovered. You have salt licks, and they'd find salt, and people go in and store it up, take it home with them. Why? Well, there wasn't a grocery store. There wasn't a shelf in a grocery store. Had salt and pepper and paprika and garlic. No. So salt was a good thing to have. Everybody's eating meat, and salt was a preserver. You preserved meat. And so long before the refrigerators, with salt, we had salt pork. We had a well house when I grew up in the country. My grandfather had a 400-acre farm. Got a well house where the water would come down the mountain from a spring. We'd run through a concrete, a little concrete ditch we'd dug in the well house, and it would keep the room cool. And so we had hams and stuff hanging up from the ceiling. And so you didn't refrigerate them? No, there was no. We had a spring house, a well house. And so it stayed cool, but not cold. But you would look up and you'd realize, what's on all those pork? Well, we'd soaked it in salt. Big salt box, you cover it in salt, so that no poison, it wouldn't go bad on you. So whenever you cut a piece of the pork off for dinner or lunch, whatever, you have to wash the salt off of it because it's very salty. So you put it in the sink, and we'd wash the salt and rub it real good, get most of the salt off, and so then you'd cook it. So we never had to salt anything. It was preserved in salt, so it already had a salty flavor. So anyhow, salt of the earth. What good is it if it loses flavor? None. Genesis 19, verse 26. But Lot's wife looked back as she was following behind him, and she turned into a pillar of salt. Now, this is a little somewhat out of context, but letting you know that salt's used many ways in the Bible. And so what happened to Lot's wife? They told her, don't look back, don't look back, don't look back. You look back, turn into a pillar of salt. That didn't end that good. Leviticus 2:13. Season all your grain offerings with salt, to remind you of God's eternal covenant. Never forget to add salt to your grain offerings. What's salt doing? Salt is reminding them of God's eternal covenant. What is that? What's that flavor, salt? What does that remind you of? God's covenant. God's never going to forget us. God will never forget us. Well, salt is a good thing. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 8. Ezekiel 47, verse 8. Then he said to me, the river flows east of the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. The waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. Now, that's one of the things going to happen in the last days. I've been in Israel three times. I swam in the Dead Sea, and you can float. You can't drown. There's so much salt in the water, you actually float on the surface. You can go in it, but you'll bob right back to the top. There'll come a day when the Dead Sea, the salt will be gone. Fresh water will come in, coming down from the Jordan, coming all the way down. It's an amazing story. It's going to make it fresh and pure. Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Mark 9, verse 50. Salt is good for seasoning, but if it loses its flavor, how do you make it salty again? You must have the qualities of salt among yourselves and live in peace with each other. He's saying salt is a good thing. If it loses its flavor, can you make it salt again? No. Salt loses its flavor. No, it's gone. You can't get it back. That's deep, isn't it? Luke 14, verse 35. Luke 14, verse 35. Flavorless salt is good neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown away. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Now, Jesus is talking. Flavorless salt is not good for anything. Why? It's lost its ability to do what it's designed to do. Colossians 4, verse 6. Colossians 4, verse 6. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. Let your speech be seasoned with salt. What's your speech? Your speech ought to preserve things, protect things, help things endure. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that it may know how to answer each one. So I'm supposed to leave people better than I find them. How do you do that? Let your words be seasoned with salt. What salt? It preserves relationships. Like this, James 3, verse 12, New King James, James 3, 12. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh water. It's either salty water or fresh. Can't use both. Can't do both. Decide to do one or the other. Anyway, so salt is a good thing. I grew up in a better southern family, so we had so much meat that came from the well house. Everything's already salted. My whole life, I have never salted any food. Married my first wife for 45 years, and she, you want salt? No, I don't salt anything. I've never salted anything. I like food, but I've never needed any salt on anything. That doesn't mean I probably won't tomorrow, but up to that, all these years of my life, I just don't salt anything. I've got great flavor. I don't need to salt anything. So salted preserver, it's a good thing to have. It preserves meat, preserves food. Got good flavor, just not too much of it. You ever had too much salt? Woo, can't handle that either. Guys, thanks for listening. Tune in next time.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.